Welcome back to the second half of the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen. In this half hour, I will be interviewing Francois Gilbert. Francois is one of the organizers of a New Year's Eve event coming up. The event is in memoriam of former Lennoxville resident and firefighter Eric McCaig. Sadly, Eric lost his life to cancer a couple of years ago, and the cancer was related to his time as a firefighter. On the 31st, there will be a hockey game at Bishop's, and later a supper and a dance at the Hut. All proceeds will go to the Fallen Firefighters Foundation. We will start out with a song called He's a Firefighter, written by Bates Glennon and performed by Bill Romer. After that, we will hear the interview I did with former firefighter and best friend of Eric McCaig's, Francois Gilbert.
His hands reached out through the smoke, an answer to a prayer. The flames were high, it was hard to breathe. He said, let's get you on out of here. He wrapped her in a blanket. He said, it's gonna be alright. Your kids are safe, we saved your home, and you'll be back for tomorrow night. It's more than a uniform, it's more than a J-O-B. It's an oath he honors every day to protect anyone in need. He's a dad, he's a son, he's a man that I admire. He's my friend, he's a firefighter. Days on and one day off, only 10% contained. He's got a 50-pound hose on his back and there's zero chance of rain. It's hard to recognize him, so much soot on his unshaved face. But you never hear him complaining, it's his purpose, it's his fate. More than a uniform, it's more than a J-O-B. It's an oath he honors every day to protect anyone in need. He's a dad, he's a son, he's a man that I admire. He's my friend, he's a firefighter. Son runs out to meet him, says, come on, Dad, let's play. More than a uniform, it's more than a J-O-B. It's an oath he honors every day to protect anyone in need. He's a dad, he's a son, he's a man that I admire. He's my friend, he's a firefighter.
Welcome to the Townships at 12, and today we're talking with Francois Gilbert, and we're going to be talking about a very special event coming up. It's a New Year's Eve party. It's a memorial New Year's Eve party for Eric McCaig. Now, Eric McCaig was a very active person in the community. He did a lot of things, and one of the things he did was that he was a firefighter, and he was also your best friend. Is that correct, Francois?
Yes, he was. Eric was a... Yeah, we've been friends for many, many years. And Eric was on the fire department in Lennoxville for over 33 years.
Well, that's a long time. Okay.
Yes, he was.
And when the department in Lennoxville was no longer, did he also come to the Sherbrooke one with you?
Yes, he did, actually. When I say 33 years, that's including the number of years he was with the Lennoxville Fire Department and with the Sherbrooke Fire Department until it eventually closed down, exactly, yeah.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about the training to be a firefighter and what it's like.
Oh, well, this has been myself. I was on the fire department back in the day, but our back in those days, the training was very minimal. But nowadays, they're government-regulated training that needs to be done by every, whether you are a volunteer or a full-time. So, and not to worry if you're served by a volunteer department or a full-time department, you can be sure that all the guys and girls that are out there nowadays have all got the proper training, and you don't have to worry. They're very well trained and very well equipped as well.
Okay, are you still a firefighter?
No, myself. I've retired firefighting for quite a few years now.
Okay. Now the event coming up, it's a New Year's Eve party, so that's quite exciting. A lot of people looking to find something to do on New Year's. And so,
exactly.
Yeah, so tell us about the event, Francois.
Well, it all started, I'm going to say, roughly 30 years ago, Eric started organizing a New Year's Eve hockey event. It was just a way. We have a lot of guys our age group that have moved away from Lennoxville and would come back for the holidays. So it's something that had been started up by somebody else that Eric took over their event. So every New Year's Eve, we would all get together over at Bishop's University, and we'd play a little friendly hockey game with the boys. And so, as they say, the boys from out of town would be there. It was actually a good way to catch up with some of the guys that we grew up with. And so Eric made a point of, you know, organizing this tradition every year. And then after the game, it was, you know, you had to go to the Lion and the boys to, you know, chat and so on. And it was very important to him. And when Eric passed 2 years ago, discussing with Donna and the kids, we thought it would be a good idea to continue this tradition. However, a few years before Eric had passed, me and him had discussed the possibility of having a dinner and a dance. Because, as you mentioned, there was not a whole heck of a lot going on in town. It, you know, the pandemic hit, and then obviously Eric got ill and ended up passing. So we never got me and him a chance to put it together. So when he did, you know, we decided it was a good time to start this up. So last year, it was our first time organizing it. And we were very lucky last year. We had Slightly Haggard that had never played on New Year's Eve. Agreed to play this one time on New Year's Eve.
That's great.
So we had a great turnout. And believe it or not, between the hockey, the dinner, and the dance, and I hope you're sitting down, but we actually raised $5,300 that was given to the Canadian Fallen Firefighters Foundation. So that was our first event last year. And that's kind of where this has all come from. And this year we're kind of following up on that event, and hopefully we can keep this a yearly tradition.
That's awesome. Definitely a great response from the community, I see.
Yeah, that was amazing. We were not expecting anywhere near that kind of money last year. So, yeah, we're very, very, very happy about that.
Yeah, you would be. And so tell us about the Canadian Fallen Firefighters Foundation. Is that correct?
Yes, we're actually very lucky. The Canadian Fallen Firefighters Foundation, we have right here in Lennoxville, or I would say North Attleigh, Mr. Mike McKenna, who is second VP of the Fallen Firefighters Foundation. And he kind of, through Eric, is where I got to find out about. I didn't even know this foundation existed. But what they do is they come and help families of fallen firefighters. And some of these guys and girls that pass during while on the job, they leave behind families, you know, wives, husbands, children of all ages. And financially, it can be quite a challenge when these firefighters, you know, happen to die on the job. So, the foundation is a very, very great bunch of people. Most of them are all volunteers. I think they're all volunteers, I should say. And they raise money and have all kinds of funds to help, whether it be education or retraining a spouse. Because, you know, if the firefighter passes, well, the the husband or wife that's left behind might have to reorient their career or so on. So, yeah, they're a very helpful, very nice bunch of people. On top of that, they have put together a wonderful memorial in Ottawa. It's got a huge statue and a wall with all the names of the fallen firefighters that are engraved on this wall. And there's a ceremony once a year to add names to it. Last year, I think it was September 11th, 2022, Eric's name was added to that list, and a good delegation of people from Lennoxville made the hike up to Ottawa to be witness of this. So, yeah, it was quite a touching moment.
It must have been. Now, whether or not the firefighter is injured or dies on the job, they do get their name on?
No, this is only for firefighters that are either passed on the job or because of an illness caused by the job. And this is what happened to Eric. Eric's cancer was caused by an illness that was related to his job as a firefighter.
Okay, that's sad. I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yeah. That's one thing you would, when we compare full-time firefighters to part-time firefighters, there is no difference. Fire doesn't make a difference. He doesn't care if you're a full-time or if you're volunteer or whatever. The illnesses can be there. The dangers are there for everybody. And Eric's illness was actually a very good proof of that because he was a volunteer firefighter for 33 years.
Okay. Very sad. He was an important person in the community. I know he did a lot for the community in general, and not only just as a firefighter. Okay. Yeah. The event, it starts off with a hockey game at 2 o'clock, I guess, over
That's right.
Bishop's.
So it'll be New Year's Eve on the 31st, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I mean, this is not a high-intensity hockey game, although those of us who are playing, we think it is, but it's all in good fun. We have the whole works. I mean, we get somebody come in and sing the O Canada, and we have the music playing, and people can donate money there if they want to come see that. So that's at 2 o'clock, and then at 6 o'clock, there will be dinner served over at the Army Navy the Hut. And after that, there is a dance that will be held at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
And of course, yeah, tickets for those events are already on sale. And they can be had at the Hut. You just go right to the Hut, and their opening hours. They're open quite a few hours. So you just go there during their opening hours, and you can get your tickets for either the dance or the supper.
Okay. Now, the supper and the dance, it's $50 a person, so that includes both events. And if just want to go to the dance, it's $20. So any idea what they will be serving for the supper?
Right now, we have volunteers. Miss Donna O'Ray and her group are working on the menu. And I guarantee it will not be turkey, because by the end of December, I think everybody's pretty well turkeyed out. But she's working on something special. I'm not too worried there. We'll have a very nice dinner. Don is going to fix us up something, I'm sure.
Oh, they always put on a great dinner over there. So the dance, tell us about the band.
Well, the band is called Metfio. There's a bunch of boys from Sherbrooke. And oddly enough, this is a band that Eric used to like to go dance to. These guys have been playing music. They're a classic rock band. And they play a lot of bars and play different places in the Sherbrooke area, and have been for quite a few years. And Eric used to like to go to some of these places, and they would go, and I've gone myself several times with them, and we'd go for dinner and dance and stuff. And I remember it was one of his favorite bands, so it was only natural that we asked these guys to come. So, yeah, it should be a lot of fun.
Oh, it sounds like a lot of fun. Okay. So last year you raised, was it $5,300 you said?
That's right. Yeah. $5,300 last year. That was quite amazing.
It is amazing. And hopefully this year you'll raise even more.
Well, we're hoping so. Actually this week there should be a letter sent out to all the different businesses in the area. But if anybody wants to do their share. You can either make up a check to the Canadian Fallen Firefighters Foundation, that's the CFFF, and any donation over $20, you can actually get a tax receipt for that. So two ways of getting those checks to us is either you show up at the hockey on the 31st, put in an envelope and give it to either myself or Donna or the kids. So there'll be a few volunteers there, obviously, to help out. And or you can just drop it up, put it in an envelope and drop it off probably at the hut, and somebody will pick it up and make sure it gets to us.
Okay, that's great, too, if somebody can't make it to the dance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Or the...
Yeah, I like to say, too, if you really want to help, and you know, you can just buy a ticket. And, you know, if you buy a ticket, you're helping, you know.
Right. Now, there's a limited amount of tickets. So are they?
Yes,
have they gone
right.
on sale yet?
Yes, tickets have been on sale since last Friday at the hut. I was told that ticket sales are going well. So there's 125 tickets for dinner and 200 tickets for the evening. So it's, as they say, we should pretty well get them all done.
Okay, that's great. Great to hear. Now, is there anything else you'd like to add to the interview, Francois?
No, I think we've pretty well covered everything. I want to thank you guys very much for giving us the opportunity to get the word out about this event. And just going to invite everybody to come on down, get your tickets, or just come over and have some time over at the rink at 2 o'clock on the 31st at Bishop's.
Okay, now the team for the hockey, that's already been established, so any spectator can go, though. So that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yep, yeah, it is. It's always, as I say, we have referees and everything. We try to make it as close to a real hockey game, except for the professional players. We don't get those much.
And I think that the hut is open at 2 o'clock. After 2 o'clock, you can go to the hut and get your tickets, or just simply bring a check and help out the cause there, the Memorial New Year's Eve party for Eric McCaig. Okay, well,
yep, that's it.
Thanks very much, Francois. And
thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Been here before. It's in my muscle memory, I'm pretty sure. I recognize you, there is something in your eyes. Won't let you get away tonight. You leave me in the dark. I'm stumbling around like I'm a question mark. Wondering if you're around to catch me if I fall. If I can crash into the wall. Hoping you're here to rescue me before. You're listening to the Townships at 12 here on theCUBE 88.9 FM. I'm your host, Maureen, and we just heard a song called Hero. It's by Alan Walker and Sasha Alex Sloan. Next up, we have some health news, how to reduce your odds of long COVID, and yes, it is still very much around. Be risk smart. The best way to avoid it is to do what you can to not get COVID. Take precautions like masking in large groups, especially indoors and in places with poor ventilation. Get your vaccine. People who are up to date on COVID vaccines seem to have somewhat less severe long COVID symptoms compared with others, research has found. Consider an antiviral. Taking the medicine Paxlovid within a few days of coming down with COVID lowers the risk of long-haul disease by 26%, one study found. So that's a bit of news on long COVID and lots of articles, good articles out there on COVID and long COVID. I'd like to thank my two guests today, Paul McLean, one of the leaders at the Hope Community Church in Lenoxville. Be sure to check out the Christmas Eve service. And if you are going to be alone for Christmas, sign up for the Christmas dinner on the 25th. I would also like to thank Francois Gilbert for his interview and telling us about the Eric McCaig Memorial New Year's Eve party and how we can help the Fallen Firefighters Foundation. We will finish the show today with Auld Lang Syne by Mariah Carey. Thanks for listening and have a great afternoon.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to
anybody really know the words?